You want to get across the idea that the fun is where the family is. It doesn't matter whether you're in a 3-star or a 5-star location, whether you're at the beach or at a hotel inland. It doesn't matter. The fun is where the family is. Hey everybody, John Putnam here, and welcome to another edition of Change for Your Dollar. For God is too good and life is too special to let a little money hold you back. Thanks for hanging out with me for a little while. Always good to be with you, and I'm excited to continue the conversation around vacation maximization. This is part 3 of a 4-part series about how do you go about creating a better and better vacation each year. That is what I'm trying to share with you. The first week, I wanted to talk about setting and sharing expectations. Last week, I shared about 8 steps about getting prepared for your vacation. And as a reminder, if you go to changeforyourdollar.com, click on the free resources link, and look for the Vacation Maximization Guide graphic, click on it, and you will be able to download your PDF copy, and you can follow along with the podcast. And if you haven't already listened to the prior 2 episodes, let me encourage you to go back and listen to those with the guidebook to make a few notes along the way. My goal in sharing all this with you, again, is to help you continue to have better and better vacations. And of course, you may not be able to use all of these steps and these tips that I'm sharing, and they may need to be tweaked. They likely will need to be tweaked a little based on your job, your vocation, your family, your friends, other responsibilities. But here's the overarching message that I really want to get across. Is that you are going to get to enjoy the privilege of a vacation this year, and with intentional prayer and planning and preparation, you can make your vacation better, not only this year, but year after year, you can continue to improve. And today, I want to continue the conversation about getting prepared, but with a family focus. So I want to share 7 tips of getting prepared for your vacation with a family focus, because here's the question. Look, if you're going to be traveling with younger family, younger children, or even adult children, what happens if you're able to turn this incredible vacation plan into reality, but the rest of your family are exercising their own plan? They're texting and chatting and messaging and posting as they do. Now, look, it's not just kids. This happens with parents and adults as well. The idea here is, how can we minimize distractions when a family is vacationing together? And we all share this challenge. It's not just families, but that's what I want to focus on today. Parents and kids share this. Social media, time on our cell phones, time on our tablets or laptops, desires to play video games, watch videos. Guys, these distract us from our family, of course at home, but also on vacation. I know I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. And I have to admit, with my daily work schedule, with writing and speaking, I can get caught up in this like anyone else if I'm not diligent about it and if I'm not intentional about it, because I also love to share and encourage on social media as well. But of course, this can be a frustrating situation and can cause unnecessary tension, especially inside of a family when you're trying to be together, but minds and attention are elsewhere. You know what this looks like. You're at your vacation spot and you look at your family and sitting or walking, and their attention is focused on their phones, tablets, computers. And you're thinking, guys, this vacation, we spent all this time planning this and I really want to share it, but attention is not present. Attention is not at the moment, not in the moment. And let me add one other perspective here. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, I talk about the influencers around our financial choices. So it's not always external devices that distract us. Sometimes it's our internal devices that distract us, thinking about the past, thinking about the future, so much so that it takes our mindset and our heart set away from this moment, away from this day, which is the only chance that we have to love God and love others, to be together in a moment just like when you're on vacation. And my friends, this is nothing new. I mean, trying to keep our thoughts and our actions focused on what's important, like that's right now, what's right in front of us. God, this has been a challenge for centuries. So often our minds and our thoughts are captivated by good desires, not God desires. But Isaiah, in chapter 26, verse 3, he gives us some clear thinking that applies all the time in all areas of our lives and can absolutely be applied on vacations. And it reads, "You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you." I mean, sometimes I think about how can it be that thousands of years ago, without cell phones or social media, that focus on God and His desires, guys, it was still a challenge. But today, with everything else we've got going on, it has become even more difficult. So let's dig into some vacation maximization and 7 tips to getting prepared with a family focus. Tip number 1, to be well is to prepare well. Guys, take some time to share with your family the preparation that's going to be required, that is required for you to leave your job, your vocation, remember vocare, your calling, so you can do your best to be present on vacation. Not to make them feel burdened or pressured, but to make them feel valued and loved from your planning and your preparing for the family. And just a little sneak peek into next week, we're going to be talking about vacation maximization and how to be present. Okay, tip number 2, set some phone-free zones. Just look, cell phones, their related apps, they can be a distractions anytime, but usually at the wrong time. So set some boundaries for cell phone use and social media. Look, some of the obvious options: mealtime, game time, movie time, an hour before bedtime. Of course, we want to turn off the screens to make sure that we get that blue light out of our system before we want to rest. When you do this well, you set up some really cool parameters so that family focus and harmony are the focus. Tip number 3, all right, you just set some phone-free zones. Now, why don't you set some free phone zones? On the other hand, there are some powerful tools and uses for cell phones and social media when you're on vacation. So look, set up some time, create some parameters where you can utilize the tools you have so you can connect with friends, share pictures, play a game, help mom or dad research restaurants and activities for the family. Guys, travel and vacation time can certainly include some family fun phone time. So set some free phone zones. Tip number 4. Be prepared to practice what you preach. If you want your kids to be present, then set a good example for them. Let them catch you using your equipment, your attention, your mindset, and your heart set the way you want them to use theirs. I share this a lot when I'm speaking at conferences, especially with parents, that kids sometimes learn from what you say, but they will always learn and repeat what they see. Tip number 5, consider a digital camera. And maybe not a digital camera, but guess what's coming back in style? You got it. Old-fashioned 35mm cameras. I mean, think about buying or borrowing a compact digital camera to use on vacation rather than using cell phones for pictures. You can leave your phone back at the house, and then you can focus on the incredible pictures while you're in the moment. Look, I know this. Whenever I use my phone to take a picture, I'm distracted by the editing. I've got to create the perfect picture, and I really need to be focused on the moment at hand. But let me also encourage you for this. Guys, not everything needs a picture. Let me share a real quick story. I was with one of my dear friends, Rich, and we were at a very special spot watching some golf, and we were sitting at this perfect table on the perfect day. It was just picturesque. And I had a camera, and I was getting ready to ask the server if they would please take a picture of us, and Rich stopped me. And he said, JP, let's don't take a picture here because it will never stand up or represent anything close to what we are experiencing right here. Our memories of this moment will be the best picture of all. So we didn't take the picture, and I have to agree, that memory of that time with Rich, who has since passed away, is one of these just incredibly special times in my life where the greatest memory, my greatest memory, is the greatest picture of all. And tip number six, time with you is time to do. That's right. It rhymes. How about that? Guys, the best secret of all around tip number six is when you can use your time together as a family to get out of your respective ruts, get out of the day to day. Fix your thoughts on your family. Fix your heart on your family and plan some time for play. Plan some time to maybe get out of the normal roles and have some fun. This doesn't always cost money, by the way. You can go to some really cool activities. Maybe you plan a really signature moment or signature activity that everybody looks forward to. But other times, you can have some great play as a family. The simple point here is that you want to get across the idea that the fun is where the family is. It doesn't matter whether you're in a 3-star or a 5-star location, whether you're at the beach or at a hotel inland. It doesn't matter. The fun is where the family is. And tip number seven, invite your family into the financial conversations. Now, for starters, let me just share this. This needs to be age appropriate. But when you can set aside some time before you leave on vacation and share with your family that you have set aside an amount of money, yes, the B word, the budget, for your vacation, and you would like to know what they are interested in. This comes back to the first episode in this series where I talked about setting and sharing financial expectations. Invite your kids into this conversation. Let them know that it's likely that you can't do everything you want to do, but you can do some things they want to do. And some will like some activities more than others. So again, the idea of grace and compromise and finding the right combination is paramount here. And just a little added pro tip here. If you're going to be on vacation for multiple days, think about separating your paid activity days with free activity days. It can really create a nice rhythm. Guys, there is so much out there that can keep our eyes and our minds and our hearts focused on so many other things rather than Jesus and our families. Guys, this happens all the time in families. And when you add on to that, not only the external distractions and the external pressures that we have, but also the internal distractions and the internal pressures that we take with us wherever we go. My friends, these seven tips for vacation maximization and getting prepared with a family focus, because all these tips may not apply to you, but how cool would it be if a few of these tips made it into action and they just help capture a little more family harmony, a little more family fun, and a few more special family moments? Thank you for letting me share this with you today, and I pray in some small way that this can help a little on your vacation this year, and maybe even in life, day to day with your family as well. That we could keep our focus on each other and on today, on loving Him and loving others. And in doing so, that we would capture more time together, more time with Him, a little more time in awe, a little more time in focus, maybe in thought, in fun, in prayer, and more time together as one joyful family. It was so good being with you today. Thank you for joining me. And if this was a blessing, would you please share it with a family member or a friend or a coworker? And if you are listening on a specific platform, if you would please consider a 5-star rating, it would mean so much to this ministry outreach that people really pay attention to this. So if you would consider a 5-star rating, I would greatly appreciate it. And as a reminder, if you will go to changeforyourdollar.com, click on the orange free resources library tab. You can go there and get your vacation maximization guide and follow along on the first 2 episodes plus this one. And please make sure to tune in next week as we end our vacation maximization series with some very specific tips on how to remain present during a vacation. Blessings to you all, and I'll look forward to next time.